Om Shanti. The song we just heard was entitled That God is My Companion. And when God is your companion, there are certain things that are definitely in place. We can also say that having God, having Baba as my companion and living that companionship, that is yoga. Yoga means relationship. And so when we are in relationship with Baba, then along with Baba, there is also the awareness of drama. Baba is the creator, director, and the main actor of the drama. And so anything that happens in the drama, if we look at it from a body conscious point of view, we would judge this is good and this is bad. But Baba wishes us to be in the soul conscious stage. And the soul conscious stage also means that awareness of drama, awareness that each scene in drama, whether it appears to be good or appears to be bad, that is just our perception through the physical organs, but what it actually is good. Companionship of Baba, seeing that each scene in the drama is good, then the attitude towards all those scenes is that anything that is there has a reason, has a purpose, and I can profit myself from interpreting these scenes. Baba teaches us to be the detached observer. So you can think right now of a scene in drama that you had felt was not good. Can you think of one? Everybody has many little historical experiences that we would say, no, this was not good. Even you may go back to a time before Gyan, where you would say, no, this was not good. Because the world that we live in, the world we live in teaches us to divide things into good things and bad things. Baba gives us Srimat, and the world gives us Paramat. Baba has told us there are three kinds of mat, Srimat, Paramat, and then another one which is Manmat. And we interpret these words. Srimat is the supreme directions, Paramat, the opinion of others, Manmat, your own ideas. But let us take these interpretations a step deeper so that we can understand maybe a little closer to the heart what that really means. Paramat can be understood to be the world of morality, conventional morality, the way in which the world teaches us about right and wrong, good and bad. We would call that Paramat. And why does Baba tell us to make ourselves very clear that Paramat is not what we should be following? And that Manmat is in fact the internalized version of Paramat, that we have absorbed it into ourselves to such an extent that we say, no, it is not the opinion of other people, it is my own free choice, it is my own thought. So that effectively, Paramat and Manmat are the same thing. In the world, we are taught that freedom of choice, freedom of expression is true freedom. But then when we come to Baba, Baba tells us something different. He says, you think this is freedom, but it's not freedom because you are very much under external influences. So Paramat is also another way to describe external influences. As we come to Baba, we know the knowledge, we recognize the knowledge, we recognize Baba quite quickly, and then we come into Gyan, we develop ourselves as Brahmins. But to actually go into the depth of understanding the difference between Srimat and Paramat, to the point where we are truly free, that may take more time, because we have to become free from the filters of interpretation that have stayed with us from all of the training and upbringing that we have received in this birth prior to Gyan, and sanskaras that were developed over many, many births before that. So Baba says, make me your companion. Making Baba my companion, you cannot have Baba without the knowledge. Baba has the sanskaras of knowledge. And with Baba comes Gyan. Baba is the bestower of Gyan. So the companionship of Baba also means the companionship of Baba's knowledge. And the key aspect of the knowledge, Baba says, have you been practicing spinning the cycle of self-realization? And this expression, Swadarshan Chakra Dhari, you can say spinner of the cycle of self-realization. You can also say you become the one who possesses the cycle of the self. The cycle means what? It means that everything is included. Anything good, anything bad, we say, okay, Golden Age, Silver Age, that's good. Copper Age, Iron Age, that's not so good. But when you spin it, if you have a top with any different colors on that top, and you spin that top, it becomes something close to white. White is our color, the color of the confluence age. White is the color that includes all colors. Black is the absence of any color. In a worldly way, in a body conscious way, we look at things in black and white. The black is bad, the white is good. We like the good, we don't like the bad. Baba says, look at it differently. Anything that is within the cycle, anything that is within the drama, when you are perceiving it from the angle of the confluence age, it is good. And Baba says that drama is predestined. As soon as something has occurred, it has gone into history. Before it has occurred, we don't know what it will be. who has seen tomorrow. The only time we have any power in any scene of drama to make any influence on any scene is right at the present moment, and the present moment lasts for only 1 second. So Baba teaches us how to live second by second. Baba gives us the 8 powers. These 8 powers are special weapons, special facilities, capabilities, skills, which allow us to interpret second by second each scene in drama, such that we do not come under its influence. This is true freedom. So, position yourself with Baba, second by second, as every scene of drama takes place, and then look at that scene through the eyes or the lens of Gyan. Scene by scene, your acceptance of each scene is complete. I am with Baba, and whatever is in drama is as it should be. And an expression that Dadi Prakash Mani was known to use quite a bit, especially when there were moments in the drama that were shocking or a big surprise. The sign of being stable on the rails of drama, Dadi used to say, nothing new. Everything is predictable. As soon as it's happened, you will say, and we ourselves do say it, yeah, Baba told us, whenever anything happens that is a surprise or a shock. And so this expression, nothing new, is one that immediately brings you very close to Baba and you become the detached observer. In this topic of the balance of being a companion with Baba and a detached observer, some people have thought that, well, you have to be either one or the other. You're with Baba, that's very good, or you're a detached observer. But maybe if you're a detached observer, perhaps you might be too isolated, too segregated from what is happening in the drama, and maybe that would make you cold and unfeeling. And people don't want to be cold and unfeeling. That's not human. Baba very often speaks to us about different forms of balance. Even one of the symbols of the power is the balance. Balance being the symbol of the power of discernment, the power of discrimination. And when you are in front of a scene of drama, the first thing you do, okay, I am with Baba, and the second instant you ask yourself, okay, what is this? And you give a judgment, this is, and you describe that thing. And then you experience that thing being with Baba. So whatever it is, it'll be nothing new. Being with Baba, you are experiencing that you're in the right place with Baba. And whatever is happening, you are still, first of all, with Baba, and second of all, engaged in that scene of drama. And then, as the seconds follow that particular scene in drama, you're second by second with Baba. With Baba, and this is drama. whatever it is, there is some benefit for me. And so the orientation to have is, what am I to learn from this? What am I to tell myself? What am I to, how am I going to take this and make it part of my progress so that we never allow any kind of feelings of guilt, regret, upset, anything like that, or why, or what, or how did this happen? Maya likes to give us surprises, because as soon as we come into the spin of why and what and how, then we are destabilized. As soon as we are destabilized, of course, away from Baba. And when we are away from Baba, then we become caught up in the spin of Maya. So every single day that passes contains some or another little scene that you may not have been prepared for. Some little scene that maybe makes you not look good, or makes you seem to be insulted, or something like this. And what will be the immediate reaction? The ego. The ego comes up and says, you know, it makes excuses, it makes debates, it gets into the way and takes you completely away from Baba, pulls you into the activity, and pulls you into a state of being emotional. So the ego and being emotional, in many ways, in many instances, they're the same. Having sensitivity in the sense of feeling something deeply, something real, being reactive because of ego, that is something artificial. And we have to really use our power of discrimination on a second-by-second basis to see, okay, am I being absolutely here, present with Baba, detached, and also feeling with the presence of your heart. You feel the situation, but that isn't an ego reaction. And the two are really quite close together. Because what is the ego? It is the substitute for the self, which makes it also the opposite of the self. And when you are truly there, truly feeling in a true way, then that is your pure self. And that is close to what Baba speaks of as your Swaman. Generally, your Swaman, this word will be translated as your self-respect. But sometimes I like to play with the translation and see, is there another way that we can translate this to maybe give another angle or another level of depth to this thing. And so I very often use the word self-honor when Baba is using the word Swaman. So the honor of me is not to avoid, but to be really present with each scene of drama. But at the same time, it is also my self-honor to be truly with Baba. This is, I think, yoga. When you are so close to Baba and you are so real, The ego reaction is a false reaction. It takes you away from Baba immediately. When you're with Baba and you're having a true response to that situation, then in the depth of that response is really your virtue. Our virtues, the main virtue is love. When we are having an ego reaction, love is absolutely absent. We see a scene in drama, we are close to Baba, and our original sanskara of love enables us to be fully present with that scene, and yet fully present with that scene and yet soft, real, sensitive to the situation, the people in the situation, so that you are able to also let it go. I think that part of being the detached observer is this practice of let go, let go, let go. One teaching that Dadi Jenghi had given me, very deep and powerful teaching. Sometimes she will say things that really have a very, very strong impact that you can practice a long time. And one of them was, she said, take each second of the drama, live it in the second, and let it go. So that you're completely present for the next second, and then let that go immediately, and be present for the next second, because the drama moves, you know, like a clock ticks once in a second. We have to be continuously with Baba, and at the same time picking up the foot of our intellect from 1 second and placing it in the next second, the next second, the next second, the next second. Because, in fact, each second is new, each second is different. And at each second, we need to use this power, that power. Am I to be cooperative? Am I to face? Am I to accept? Am I to back up? Second by second, as the moments of drama move, we may use a slightly different power and just let go of the last second and be present for the next second. Of course, the knowledge of drama tells us that as soon as a second has gone by, you have no further power over that moment. What does Paramat tell us? Paramat tells us to get caught up in what just happened. That was good, that was bad, it shouldn't have happened, it shouldn't be like this, it should be like that, this person should not be doing this. As soon as we start to say should or should not or how, then we are absent for the next second. And being absent for the next second means that the way that we handle that second will be according to our old sanskaras, according to the influence of Paramat and Manmat. The presence of Baba will not be there in that second. The awareness of knowledge will not be there in that second. And that will be ordinary karma. So you must consider this, try this practice at each second as a continuous experience, a continuous way of being, that my existence is with Baba. And second by second, I take each second, let it go. This is really, I think, a way, a good way to have this balance of being the companion of Baba. and the detached observer, where you preserve your gentleness, your sweetness, your integrity, your personal power, all of these things. You know, when we are with Baba, it also means that we are with ourselves in the sense of being soul conscious. Now, I can really feel, am I a soul conscious soul or a body conscious soul? Can you do that? We know we are souls. It's already there. But am I a soul conscious soul or a body conscious soul? Because the body conscious soul is still body conscious, still under the influence of the outside, the influence of events, and the influence of the old way of doing things. And this is where we also will fall into the trap of saying, this is right, this is wrong, it should be, it shouldn't be, how, what, why. It comes faster than a second. You know, when people do martial arts, they develop special skills where they are able to respond to circumstances much faster than you can respond on the basis of sense perception. And so there are some, you know, examples of this that are shown, some videos of people doing martial arts, fighting or something like this, where you will know somebody's coming behind you without hearing them, without seeing them. What is that perception that allows you to be aware of something independently of your sense organs? This is something that is learned. But in Raj Yoga, Baba also expects us to have this ability. Sometimes he says, you should be able to see Maya coming from a distance. So you can look at that as a time distance or as a space difference. But if you are really with Baba and really soul conscious, your intuition will let you know, okay, something is about to happen, I have to be ready. And you will be ready in the right way, almost without perceiving it, without thinking about it. This is another aspect, I think, of the state of being with Baba. It's a very subtle one, but still we feel that there are certain moments where we just know something is going to happen, make ourselves prepared, and it does happen, but you are ready, you're not taken by surprise. This is also considered yoga. It's a very subtle thing. You must have experienced sometimes where you just know, or you're just in the right place at the right time, or you just suddenly decide not to go somewhere, and with hindsight you find, yeah, that was a very good thing that happened just now. So yoga and being with Baba and being detached from the drama, but with the drama second by second, allows you to position yourself in the same perspective, looking at what is happening from the same angle as Baba. Baba has told us you must spin the cycle. So the usual Swadarshan chakra of Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age, I am the same soul who is the Brahmin, the deity, the warrior, the merchant, the untouchable, and then again the drama. This cycle, Baba has replaced this cycle with a different cycle. And he has been asking us to practice the five forms, which is another way of looking at those same things, but Each and every one of the five forms is a state of perfection. You must have been practicing this. When you say, okay, I am the point, the tiny point of light, that's the first form out of the five forms. That's a perfect state. I'm just a point. And then I become a deity. A deity is absolutely balanced, absolutely perfect. I then become the worship worthy. Okay, the worship worthy comes in the Copper Age, Iron Age, but the worship worthy is a pure state. The pure point, the pure deity, the pure worship worthy, and from there, right to the state of being the Brahmin. What is the Brahmin? Pure. Now we are becoming perfect Brahmins, but in the consciousness, the pure, perfect Brahmin, who then immediately transitions into the angel. What do we know about angels? The avyat stage. In the avyat stage, you can perceive everything all at once. So practicing this stage also helps very much to be so aware of the way that we should be best responding to each and every second of drama, without fluctuation, without regret, without going into the past, worrying about the future, just being right there with Baba in that second and letting go, detached and loving. That is the balance that Baba has demonstrated to us, that the Dadis demonstrate to us, and which we also bring into our personal experience as the children of the great master, the ocean of knowledge, the one whom everyone is looking for. And I think it is through this balance that we are not ordinary. Baba wants us to be seen by others as something extraordinary. And by practicing these balances, we move away from the ordinary and into the extraordinary. Om Shanti.